This is Vikrishan for Kenneth Collins, Kenneth Collins. Date of birth is 2/21/1962. Date of accident 10/23/2019. Date of service 9/26/2023. Kenneth Collins is here for a follow-up visit. He was last seen on 8/30/2023 and 8/18/2023. His first visit was 7/19/2023. The patient allegedly was involved in a work-related accident where the rear wheel of a Hilo fell off and he fell down, injuring to the right side of his body when he jerked back. He jarred very badly. Although he did not follow the machine, somehow he twisted his entire side. Although he has no head injury, but he reports of having severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 7 in the neck, 8 in the middle back, 9 in the lower back, with radiation to both arms and both legs. He has been doing physical therapy for the last 2 weeks, although it makes it painful. He fell twice on a right leg after losing balance. He has a difficult time able to work now, and pain is from 7 to 8. ADLs are affected. 60% relief is obtained by following the conservative treatment so far. He has had no surgery. Please review the chart for the ADLs and for the additional history, system view, substance abuse compliance history. Physical examination will reveal the following. The blood pressure is 156/101, pulse is 68, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 8/30/2023, dictation number 0907-050. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue physical therapy to the affected area, neck, mid-back, lower back, and both shoulders, and both sacroiliac joints. 2 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy. He's been advised about gait treatment, gait training, home exercises, yoga, home heat system like wet heat, shower heat, and infrared heat. McKenzie back program has been discussed. The patient is advised to stay off work and household replacement. He has a sacroiliac involvement, possibly an injection to the sacroiliac joint times 2 for diagnostic purpose will be needed. He is being provided with medications, which include Narco 5-325 once a day, PRN, after reviewing his maps and labs. And he's advised to continue chiropractic treatment, continue the compounding cream that has been given to him along with naltrexone. Patient is also continuing on gabapentin 600 milligram PRN for nerves related injury, along with Xenoflex 4 milligram twice a day for issues with the muscle spasm. Patient is traveling to Florida soon for 2 or 3 months, where he will get the MRIs. The MRIs for both the shoulders and cervical lumbar spine could not be done as of today, since the work is not authorizing to pay for it. And he is also provided with a photobiomodulation device for a low intensity laser for the lower back. Hopefully he'll do better. We have agreed to do a lumbar epidural injection for him based on the MRI that was done in 2019, which shows ligament of flavum thickening, facet hypertrophy, and mild diffuse disc bulge with herniated disc at L2-3, L3-4, and L4-5. The compression of the left L4 nerve root and L3 nerve root bilaterally. It appears that the patient will benefit from this procedure since he is not going to be available for 2 months. He also has a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, and C5-6, and C6-7. And we attribute all of this disc problem to this accident that happened. Thank you. He's been advised about the cervical traction at home.